Feed 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your bets, you jackwagons. Brad, the big noise episode, joined by the good Nathaniel Lundy. Just indeed, another fiery edition of the Feed 5 podcast. And my God, do we have a monster matchup on Thursday Night Football. Amazon's like, yep, count the money, and count more money. With the Lions and Packers in that NFC North showdown going toe-to-toe, significant ripple effects, really, to the winner or the loser in tonight's affair, the Vroom Vroom Motor City. So let's hop aboard the Hawk Hawk Plus Bus. The odds here have to be plus 100 odds or greater. As you know, serve me up, Lundy. What you got?
Well, Brad, I don't want you to get confused. This is not the dessert that you had after Thanksgiving. I'm not referring to that. I am referring to Tim Stutzel.
Oh, delicious.
Of the Ottawa Senators. We're going to not take him for a point. Why? Because it's juice to high heaven. So instead, we're going to say he gets the job done on the power play tonight. You can find this one over at Caesars at a plus 130. Why do I like him for a point? Well, first and foremost, he's on a 7-game point streak. He's got 3 goals and 6 assists over the course of that. So I do like that. You want to build a same game parlay and have him with a point, that's fine. But for purposes here on the Plus Bus, we're going to take him on the power play because of the 30 points. Yes, Stutzel has 30 points this season, 10 goals, 20 assists. Of those 30, 11 of them have happened on the power play. And on top of that, they're at home against the Detroit Red Wings, and the Red Wings are dead last on the penalty kill in the National Hockey League. They suck when they are down a man. So let's take Ottawa at home. Stutzel, who's getting the job done on the power play, and I like these odds at a plus 130 over at the Emperor with Caesars.
I like that. Great call there, and I learned that name. I had no idea that human being existed. So thank you.
Well,
for
it's
the
like you're thinking like the nice cherry filling with some icing.
Oh, yeah.
On top. I'm hoping this is the icing on top.
Yeah, a little toaster strutzel is the selection there from Nathaniel Lundy. All right, mine, let's go to Thursday Night Football. And only the top shelf tequila required in this one. All Class A Azul, all diggity night long. And Packers and Lions. And be a juggernaut, Jaden Reed. Have the most receiving yards in the game. Great value here at plus 300. Oh, yeah, roll the shoulders and get seduced by that juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Reed went ham in the first game. I was only targeted 6 times. I caught 5 passes for a buck 13 in that week 9 matchup against Detroit. If there is a weakness of Detroit, it's at the secondary and the back end. He's got a lot of Amik Robertson in coverage operating out of the slot where he sees 63.1% of his snaps. Robertson this season among all NFL DBs, the 23rd most yards surrendered. And you look at some of the advanced data tied to Jaden Reed. He is top 10. And total yak, top 10 in yards per route run, top 10 in yards per target, top 10 in average yards of separation per target, and numero uno, Lundy, in passer rating when targeted at 144.4. I think he's going to be a difference maker in this game. He's going to be the primary reason why the Green Bay Packers maybe put a fright into Detroit on their home turf. Give me him. Most receiving yards at plus 300. They're at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go to college basketball. Man, what an awesome night it was on Hump Day in the sport. Maybe not for Lundy. I actually profited here and there on a few wagers, but Lundy still licking his wounds, apparently, as a result. But
what am I married to, Brad?
Listen, I know you're married to the puck, but no. Basketball was badass last night. It was like a sweet 16 weekend.
Brad. Where did my wife go to college?
She went to Kansas.
And so was last night crappy?
It was for me because I had Creighton.
Oh, well, see, it was for me because I'm married to a Jayhawk. But please continue.
All right, let's get an SGP on the board in college hoops. Let's go to a battle of the Big Ten. Purdue taking on a surprising Penn State team. Mike Rose's club has done a bang-up job so far in Happy Valley. So here's how I'm going to play this sucker. I'm going to take the Boilermakers up. They're underdogs in this game. to +8.5. I think they'll keep it somewhat close. And I'm going to take the game over on the all total 144.5. You put those hands together, +105 there at BetMGM. Penn State's going to really try to speed up Purdue. Contrast in styles, name of the game here. Purdue number 340 in the country in adjusted tempo. Penn State number 30 in the nation in that category. Talk about filling up the cup. That's what the Nittany Lions do. Number 9 in the country in EFG offense. They're shooting 60.3% from two. That's absurd. And 38.1% from the arc. Penn State, also a team that's somewhat leaky defensively. Number 93 in EFG D. I look at Purdue, also an excellent offensive team. Number 18 EFG offense, but even worse defensively so far than the Nittany Lions at number 101 in EFG D. Defense. Again, it's all going to be about tempo, and I'm hoping that Penn State, being the home squad here, dictates pace, revs the engine, keeps it at a brisk tempo, and if they do that, given the offenses of both teams, I think the over cash is on that 144.5. Again, I think Purdue is battle-tested. They're very talented. A lot of people had them as the chalk to win the Big Ten this year. I think the Big Ten is wide-ass open. Oregon playing fantastic basketball. Major win last night on the road in Los Angeles against the USC Trojans. This was one team is going to be very much in contention. My Illini, another team, they're going to be there, I think, at the bitter end. So I think Purdue may not win this thing outright, but I think they'll lose if they do catch the L by 8 or fewer points. So to recap, boiler up on this SGP, Purdue +8.5, and the game over 144.5. Boilers going against the Nittany Lions in Pennsylvania, +105 at BetMGM. Numerous Cinco on the countdown. Lundy, Vader, follow.
I'm just going by Bart Torvik, so I'm with you.
Smart.
I mean, I'm just following the data. I've told everybody. I'll get into college basketball mode here in a little bit. I'll put on the mascot head, and I'll be ready, okay? I'll be ready, just not quite yet. Follow what Brad says.
Yeah, I know what I want you to do. I want you to be the St. Joe Hawk. Keep flapping those wings, baby!
Number 4.
All right, Numero Cuatro here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's get some action on the board in Thursday Night Football and go with a former Denver Bronco and a guy that, honestly, is one of my favorite, most underrated wide receivers in the NFL, and that is Tim Patrick, now of Detroit. Give me the over on just 24.5 receiving yards at a -115 juice there at BetMGM. Tim Patrick has come on strong here the last 3 weeks. Let me give you the evidence. 26 receiving yards, 55 receiving yards, and 48 receiving yards. Yeah, it's not breaking the box score, but that's greater than the number needed here at 24.5. He's averaging 22.7 routes run per game over that three-game stretch. He's totaled just 11 targets, but all we need, I think, is a couple of receptions, and he should be able to get over the hump required. Keyshawn Nixon is going to be his primary assignment in this game. Nixon this season giving up a 66% catch rate and a 114.8 passer rating, though Nixon, middle of the pack, only allowed the 63rd most yards of any defensive back in the league. Green Bay, though, as a collective, just a middling number 16 in pass EPAD over the last 5 weeks, and they have allowed 23 WRs. 23! Michael Jordan is that special number to reach at least 25 yards this season. So, Tim Patrick, Numero Cuatro on the countdown. Give me the over on 24.5 receiving yards at a -115 juice at BetMGM. Lundy, Peter, follow.
This is one of my favorites for this evening. I think this is a guy to keep an eye on. I got another one for you in bonus time. But as you look at this one, here's what I would do personally. I like him on the 24.5. I think he gets to that, and you're right. All he needs is a couple of receptions to be able to do it. So give me the over here. I'll follow you on this one. But then I'm not so sure I'm not going to ladder him at, say, 40 and then again at 50. And the reason I bring that up is because at 40, he's about +150, 155, right in that range. But if you take him up to 50, Brad, at DraftKings, he is a +340. So if for whatever reason, there's just that little connection that's going on over the course of this game tonight, which could easily happen, not a bad idea to maybe sprinkle, like I said, small, quarter unit, tenth of a unit, whatever, as you go on the ladder, because this could be a big game for Tim Patrick. And I agree with you. He was beloved here in Denver. He just couldn't stay healthy, kept running into the injuries, but he's a great dude, super nice guy off the field, and fans really liked him. And I'm glad to see him succeeding in another uniform.
He had an early triple down. Bonus time, bonus time. I also like the over on longest catch for Tim Patrick at 15 and a half yards. All the Tim Patrick, all the time, baby.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's get some more Jaden Reed action, and let's also invest in another longest catch market. I'm going to take the over 24 and a half yards on that longest grab for the marquee attraction vertically for the Green Bay Packers in this game. This number actually about a 21 and a half. That's what I grabbed it at like 24 hours ago, and it is spiked. It has gotten steamed up to 24 and a half. I wouldn't play to 25 and a half, but I will stop here at 24 and a half and still recommend achieving the over on it. Jaden Reed, back in week 9, the first matchup against the Lions, he had a catch of 41 yards and also 32 yards. Again, got to get a lot of Meek Robertson to coverage. 23rd most yards he's allowed to assignments this season, as I already mentioned. I mentioned all of the outstanding standing that Jaden Reed has in the advanced analytics. Top 10 in yak, yards per route run, yards per target, average yards separation, passer rating, so on and so forth. The guy's been dynamite. I understand Detroit has given up they're number two, actually, in pass EPA the over last 5 weeks, but they have surrendered the 12th most pass plays of 20 or more yards this year. So on a stretch play, down the field, you know, Jordan Love loves on Cork. He's got the third highest air yards per attempt of any quarterback. He's going to take his chances with Jaden Reed. And given his tacky fingers, I think he hauls one in at greater than 25 yards, much like the first matchup. So numero tres on the countdown. Jaden Reed over 24 and a half yards on the longest catch. Minus 115 at BetMGM. And Lundy, fair to follow.
Fade. I am fading you on this one. I don't like the way it's moved, man. I know you feel comfortable playing it up to the 24. I don't. I probably could have been talked into it at 21 and a half, but I'm not feeling it up this high. Got to fade you on this one. I think he gets a 20 yard catch, maybe in those low 20s. I think you may be in trouble here on the 25. So I got to fade you.
Again, I love that original number of 21 and a half.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But hey, that's what I locked in it at. And I'm just saying, hey, I would still play to 24 and a half, but I'm not going to take higher. All right. You want some more bets to fade? Well, you can find them right now at thegamingjuice.com, you jackals. All you got to do is go there, sign up for a free membership. Again, it's free. It don't cost you a dime. You want championship weekend bets in college football? Ben Wittenstein and Nate Jacobson got some awesome written pieces breaking out all the marquee matchups in that sport, already populating on the site right now. You want all my fantasy football rankings. You want all my Flames pieces in fantasy as well. It's a make or break week for a lot of you in the virtual pigskin game. You can go to the Gaming Juice and get those. I can ask me a question. Just click Ask Brad. You want to see all my free spreadsheet picks? There. You want to see Lundy's free spreadsheet picks? Also there. If you love dropping the puck and making some bucks, check out his selections. Read Brandon Velasquez's NHL content as well. You get it all, fools! And it's free! Free! And free again at thegamingjuice.com. Click Converse. And cash, dot, 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 maybe.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the countdown. Oh, you knew it was coming. Mandatory Montgomery, you ding-dongs.
Just press fast forward. You know that button when you're listening to podcasts and Apple that'll jump ahead like 10 seconds, 15? Just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, you know what's coming. I play this prop every single week, and I usually build it in an SGP every single damn week because it's significant minus money if you bet individually on Dave Montgomery anytime touchdowns. Minus 175 right now, for example, at BetMGM. But if you parlay, let's correlate, synergize, and bring it all together with the Lions on the money line, you can achieve plus money. Simple two-legger at BetMGM. A little bit of background on this bad boy. Dave Montgomery. Has scored a touchdown in 9 of 12 games this season. A guy who is number 7 in the entire of the NFL in total red zone attempts. So you look at Detroit, a team that is number 1 in EPA per play offense over the last 5 weeks and number 2 in EPA per play defense over the last 5 weeks. Again, The weakest link for them defensively is on the back end. That does concern me, and I think Green Bay is going to be highly competitive in a battle of rivals there in the NFC North. But I think mandatory Montgomery has got a bloodhound nose for the end zone. It's got to cross the chalk at least once, and I think Detroit will find a way at Ford Field. They're at home. Eminem's going to be in the house. You know he's going to be there. And they're going to bring the noise and drop some beats. So give me Detroit on the money line and give me mandatory Montgomery. So predictable. Anytime touchdown. Put that together. Plus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, don't you dare fade me.
Why not? Just to piss you off, I might. I might just to piss you off. I'm just saying. You keep talking about how close this game is going to be. I like Detroit because they're at home, but I'll tell you what, I'm not including any money lines in any SGPs tonight because, look, when they played, Jordan Love wasn't 100% before, and he's looking a hell of a lot better. I'm not touching money line stuff. You want to use a Montgomery touchdown, that's fine, but I'd be putting it with something else if I were you.
I know what I am, a member of Team Huevos. Where does Lundy reside? A Team Raisin.
Number one.
Yeah. See, jump the gun too.
Yeah, because I told everybody to just skip ahead.
Yeah, well, guess what? That means you get more mandatory Montgomery, you jack wagon. I'm going to take the over on 15.5 receiving yards. This is another line that's gotten steamed up. It opened at 13.5 about 24 hours ago. I immediately jumped on at BetMGM. That's the pick you see on the always free, always transparent, always public spreadsheet. Then I woke up this morning and put together particulars for the Fade 5 pod. I'm like, oh, wow, that sucker went up a full 2 yards. This is the highest point I play it at. Even sub bucks, I saw DraftKings up to like 17.5, and I think that's kind of absurd. So incredible closing line value for your boy at that 13.5 original number, but I'd still play it on the over 15.5. Look, I think he's got to get this. Mandatory Montgomery's role in the pass game is really ratcheted up. He's averaging just 4.9 routes per game on the season. He's only run around 15.8% of his snaps played, but he's making the most of those opportunities as a check down weapon. He's averaging 10.3 yards per reception. All we need are two catches. That's it. We get two grabs. He'll probably hit the average in one, get enough for the second, and we push the over here. He is numero uno among all running backs and yards per route run. And he has been over this number in five straight games. Look at Green Bay, a middling number 16 to pass EPAD over the last 5 weeks. A dozen running backs have gone over this number against them, including mandatory. Back in week 9, 3 catches for 23 yards in that one. And Green Bay as well, giving up 41.9 receiving yards per game just to the running back position. So giddy up, baby. I'm like a quadrupling down everything mandatory Montgomery. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, fools. My number one play, Thursday Night Football for the entire bottle of tequila. Give me the over. Dave Montgomery, 15.5 receiving yards and a minus 115 juice at BetMGM. Lundy. Fade or follow.
Now, I'd rather play this on receptions in an SGP than the yards. I'm wimping out today. I'm having one of those days. I'm just having one of those days. I haven't had enough coffee yet.
Well, here's the good news. You can cleanse the palate because it's bonus time. Bonus time. If you're tired of my mandatory Montgomery bets, and clearly you're exhausted, you'd rather get some action somewhere else.
Yes.
But likely the NHL, maybe even the NBA. You're looking ahead of college football. You're not going to touch college basketball, but maybe I'll give you something else in that sport. Or maybe we'll dabble on Thursday Night Football additionally. Give us some bonus time action. What do you have?
All right, let's have a little bit of fun here on the old ice, shall we? I already gave you one with Stutzel off the top. We'll take him for that power play point with everything that he's been doing with Detroit being dead last in the power play kill. And then talking about Ottawa being third. So we're definitely rolling there. You can also put together an SGP, take Stutzel. And I'd put him probably with Brady Tkachuk, both of them just for a point. So forget the power play side. Go on the point. You're going to give up a little bit of juice in that. It's probably going to be, depending upon the book, right around minus 115. But, you know, these guys kind of attached at the hip. I would play the two of them together. I think you can snag that on an SGP. on the NHL side of things. Let's do a single bet and then a same game parlay involving my Colorado Avalanche tonight, who are on the road taking on Carolina. Do you know anything about Colorado's goaltending? If you've paid attention to this podcast, you certainly do, because they have the goaltending of a wet Kleenex. It's awful, folks. They are bad. They have had to pull their goaltender 5 times already this season. That is 20% of their games that they have had to pull their starting goaltender because of how shitty they have started the games. But what that means is overs and overs and overs again. And so we're going to play the over one more time at 6.5 between Colorado and Carolina. And if that one you want to play, you can get it at DraftKings right now at a -112. So you're going to give up just a little bit of extra juice, but I think it's worth it because we know Carolina can score. And the thing is, Colorado can score. They were down 4-0 against Buffalo earlier this week and turned around and scored 5 straight to win the game 5-4. It was just It was ridiculous. So we know Colorado can do it. If you want a same game parlay to play a little bit differently, give me Nathan MacKinnon to have 4 or more shots on goal and then bring the total down to 5.5 and play the over. Give yourself a just in case, you know, if the final's like 4-2, something like that. So bring it down to 5.5, play the over, take Mac to have 4 or more shots on goal. Folks, his last 4 games have been 9 shots, 7 shots, 5 shots, and 10 shots on goal. And all we need is 4. That's a great SGP. I built that one over at Caesars. You can snag it at a +115. And then let's go back to the Thursday night game. I'm all about the receptions, and you actually brought up what I was going to throw out there to folks. I know you like Montgomery for his yards, but let's talk receptions instead. The ball, this one at plus odds at Caesars. Give me 2 catches for David Montgomery. Give me 3 catches for Sam Laporta, and give me 4 catches for Jaden Reed. 2, 3, 4. Montgomery, Laporta, Jaden Reed, 2, 3, 4 at Caesars. That is a +128, which is a really nice payday for a simple 3-legger for a game that I think is going to involve both quarterbacks going to the air. We've got a total of 9 games on the ice tonight. I'll have some more for you on the spreadsheet, including some more shots on goal props, because DK's got a boost out there for you today if you put together a little parlay of shots on goal. So I'll build one for you with the boost. I'll put that up on the spreadsheet. It'll be there right after lunchtime for you, as well as some yes and no gift bets that I like for tonight. But in the interest of time, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
You had me at songs, songs, and so many songs. The only thing I know how to bet on in the National Hockey League. All right, let's go to the Team Wavos parlay play of the Thursday Night Football. And it's a running theory that we're going to really lean into here on this SGP. Leg numero uno, of course, Dave Montgomery, 40 or more rush yards. Leg numero dos, Mr. Sonic, of course, Montgomery's knuckles in that backfield. So give me the wheels, Jahmyr Gibbs, at 50 or more rush yards. And leg numero tres, give me Josh Jacobs, 40 or more rush yards. Uno, dos, tres, you put all three of those together. I will reserve the juice after giving the explanation of why I like each one of these. Mandatory Montgomery, 40 or more yards. He's done it in 7 of 12 games. He had 17 carries for 73 yards that first matchup back in week 9. He's top 20 in the NFL in yak per attempt. Yards created per touch and total missed tackles forced. I think he'll get to 40 yards in this game. Jahmyr Gibbs, leg numero dos, 50 or more rush yards. He's done this in 11 straight games, a guy that's averaging 13.6 rush attempts per game. He is top 10 in yak per attempt, top 10 in missed tackles forced. Green Bay giving up 78.5 rush yards per game of the running back position over the last 5, but north of 4 yards per carry. I think Gibbs, with those electric wheels, will be dynamite in this one. He'll get to the 5-0 mark on the ground. And leg numero tres, Josh Jacobs, 40 or more rush yards. He's done this in every stinking game this season. A guy that had 13 for 95 the first matchup back in week 9. He is also top 10 on the season. The yak per attempt, missed tackles forced. Detroit's only given up 66.3 rush yards per game and 3.96 yards per carry of the running back position. But, you know, Jacobs is going to probably get, 15 to 20 attempts? He'll get to 40 rush yards, and we hit that third leg. So to recap, my team, Wavos parlay play of the day, SGP, Thursday Night Football, Dave Montgomery, 40 or more rush yards, Jahmyr Gibbs, 50 or more rush yards, Josh Jacobs, 40 or more rush yards, plus 114. Little baby seduced by the juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Some more bonus time action on Lundy. I am going to go a step higher on mandatory Montgomery's receptions prop. I'll take the over the standard line at 2.5. It's plus 155 right now at BetMGM if you want to lock and load that sucker. And I think you're in agreement with me. That's why you're coming in the show.
Yeah, I think it's one of the, there's a couple of, like I said, I like Tim Patrick on the ladder tonight in terms of yardage. And I think from a reception standpoint, you can probably have some fun in the, on the ladder with the running backs. I really do. I think you're going to see some guys getting the ball out of the backfield. So I like the idea of playing the ladder on the receptions or using that over the course of your SGP, because I think you're getting some value.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, the workloads for all these running backs very high because Green Bay and Detroit are top five in run percentage offense in the entirety of the NFL.
I'll go. You want to get stupid crazy tonight?
Sure.
Like you got it. You got like a $10 free bet that you've got nothing else to do with. All three running backs for a touchdown plus 375 at DraftKings.
Yeah, entirely on the table.
Jacobs, Gibbs, and Monty. If all three of those guys get a touchdown at DK, that is plus 375. And the reason I bring that up is because at Caesars, it's only plus 270.
Wow.
It's 105 points higher at DraftKings if you think that all three running backs are going to find the end zone. The one guy I want to throw out there, by the way, if you're looking for a different touchdown prop, and this is plus 200 at BetMGM, it's the best odds that I saw, Jameson Williams for a touchdown. Couple of red zone targets last week. And he could be somebody that they look at, and obviously he can also take it from a distance too, but he did have two red zone targets last week, and he might be somebody that you could sneak some value if you're looking for an anytime touchdown. And again, he's like plus 180, I think, at DK, but he's plus 200 at BetMGM.
Yeah, JMO, the epitome of boom or bust.
And yes, maybe he's got absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just looking at recency bias here and the fact that he snagged a couple of red zone targets last week.
Cherry on top of the Sunday, that mandatory Montgomery over 2.5 receptions at plus 155. He had three catches in the first matchup back in week 9. He's been over that number in four of his last five. And eight guys at the running back position have caught at least three balls against Green Bay this season. One more play, and then we're going to call it a show. On the late night tip in college basketball, let's go out to a West Coast matchup. I like UCSB, the Gauchos. I'm going to lay the 2.5, taking on UCSD, University of California, San Diego. And for one reason only, it's all about the advanced metrics that are out there. UCSB is top 30 nationally, EFG offense, EFG defense. Turnovers have been a problem for them, but if they cut back on the miscues, and UCSC really feeds off of that, they're going to win this game, and they may win by like 10 or more at home. So give me the Gauchos. I'll lay the 2.5 at a minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. All right, we are out of breath, and I am out of time here on the Feed 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, Fader, follow us on the X. Lundy's always giving it to you there. At Nate Lundy, you can also follow him on Blue Sky. Nate Lundy is also the handle there. You can follow me on Blue Sky as well, at Noisy Huevos, or the X with the same handle, at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com, you Jim Jacks, right now, and sign up for a free account. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. I got to fire up some more tickets on Montgomery.